Okay, we are up to, and in fact, we're going to start the Perek again. We'll start the Perek again. That's just the only fair way of doing it. You can marry a woman who is a relative of a woman you were ma'anes, you forced yourself on her, or on somebody you seduced. Dr. Rashi, this is on Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, the beginning of the 11th Perek. After you forced yourself or seduced a woman, you can marry her daughter, sister, or mother. However, if you married a woman and then you forced yourself or seduced one of her relatives, daughter, mother, sister, he's chayev karas. In the case of imai, he'd be chayev sreifa, and bita is also sreifa, and achayis is karas. But that's because you're married to a woman, her relatives become an erva, and therefore you're not allowed to have a relationship with them at the penalty of karas or worse.
Are offspring of the nusin?
Zerim. A regular nusin before, it was a very not clear question. A regular anusa, a guy rapes a woman and has a child with her.
Does that child have the dinim of
he's a relative. He's, why not? He's a blood relative.
Whether it's
Nusun or Arison do not create relationships. Only to the spouse's family. But to the children, to the blood relatives, they're blood relatives. Guy's ma'anus the woman, his daughter, from that relationship. It's his daughter and her daughter. It is what it is.
The only exception was when I came this was of that, right? There was a problem.
Again, that was a question of spouse. That was a question of a non-blood relative. Guy's other ma'anusis abav mefutas abav. Right, Tanakama holds. Father was ma'anus a woman or mefata a woman. He's not the son of that lady. He's the son of a marriage. Meanwhile, his father had an extramarital affair with a woman. That woman is not his relative. It's not his father's it's not his father's spouse.
But it's his father's blood.
No, it's not. We're blood.
The new set up is.
It's the lady he was ma'anus.
Okay. I thought it was.
No, the other ma'anus is the lady he was ma'anus. A father can marry the woman that his father, that a person can marry the woman his father was ma'anus, not related to him, not blood related at all. It's a, had it been a spouse, it's also because of a parent's spouse, a father's spouse. It's not a spouse.
Got it.
Mefutas abav, anusas benai, mefutas benai. If Yehuda Aisim, anusas abav, mefutas abav, he learns it out from a Gemara, we'll leave it for the Gemara. Rashi, Rav Yehuda Aisim, Gemara, mefarish taima. This Mishnah is teaching us what the Braisa states. If you honest a woman, you can marry her daughter. Nasa Isha, if you married a woman, also Lisa Bito. You cannot marry or have a relationship. You can't have a marriage because it's Karis. But, I mean, Misa, but you can't have a relationship with her daughter at the penalty of happens to be Sreifa. But I have a contradiction. Because it says in the other Braisa, Hanita Manisha, if you're accused of having a relationship with a woman, Aser Be'ima Bebita Ba'chaisa, you're not allowed to marry her mother, daughter, or sister. Our Mishnah said, if even you had a definite relationship, forget about being accused, you're allowed to marry their relative. And that Braisa says, no, you cannot. It's a contradiction. And for the Gemara Midrabanan. Biblically, it's permitted because it is not a relative of a spouse, and therefore it's permitted. Rabbinically, it's prohibited because we're afraid once you marry the relative, this lady will hang around and you'll have a relationship with her then, and then it's karas. Meaning, let's say Reuven was ma'anus a lady, or somebody asked me as a request, I shouldn't use Reuven. So we're not going to use Reuven, we'll have to use something else. Dun was ma'anus a lady, and then he marries her daughter, which is fine biblically, but then the lady will hang around and Dana will have a relationship with her after he married her daughter, and then it's chayiv mitzah. And therefore, we don't want him marrying the daughter for the fear that this out-of-wedlock relationship might continue after the marriage. That's a great answer. But the Mishnah says, Nisen, you're allowed to marry. If it's rabbinically prohibited, why would the Mishnah use a word that says you're allowed to? Nisen al-anusa, frekti gemara reminu. I'll ask you a contradiction. I'm sorry, we did that. And for the gemara, b'chalecha di'iki surah, b'durabanan, tanu nisen l'chatchila. When they said, it's a durabanan, you say the word nisen l'chatchila. You don't use the word nisen. And for the gemara, kitnan masnisen l'achar misa. When did the Mishnah say that you're allowed to marry? After the woman you're accused of a relationship with actually died. Then you're allowed to marry her relative because you're not no longer going to have a relationship, so there's no reason for the Rabbanan Isser to continue. Rashi, Hanitan Hanekshad V'yotza Olav Kael. He's accused, and a Kael went out to that effect. Midrabanan Mishim Gzeiro. Shema Yach Achar, she Yisa's Bita, after he marries her daughter, Yizna Marishaina, he'll be Mazana with the first one, Lava Ainus and Mefata on the Sua, and it'll be Ainus and Mefata on a woman that he married. Tani Naisim Lechatchila Bitmia, do you say the word Naisim Lechatchila? Zok to Gemara, Lacha Misa, Lacha Shemesa Anusim and Mefuta, the Anusim and the Mefuta died. The Sulekala Migzamidi, there's no reason to make. So our Mishnah is talking about a person had an out-of-wedlock relationship with a woman who died. Then he can marry her daughter, her mother, her sister. Bechayeha, there's an Isidrabanon. Bechayeha, there's an Isidrabanon. Okay, Zakta Gemara Vayta. Menohani Mili. How do I know that you're allowed to marry the relative of a woman that you had an extramarital affair with? Menohani Mili. How do you know this?
This wasn't just an accusation on its own.
It makes no difference. Meaning, the rabbinic issue extended to even when it's not a
fact.
Even when you don't know it is a fact. Right, correct. The rabbinic issur extended even if we don't know it as a fact, but it's also true when we know it as a fact. It's an extension of the rabbinic issur. Frantic Gemara Minani Mili, the Tanna Rabbanan, Bekulam Nemar Shchiva, Bekan Nemar Kicha. By all Arayas, the truth is it's not all, by most of them, it says Shchiva, Isha She Yishkav as Deidasai, Isha Yishkav as Zachar. As a yishkav as behema, yishkav is a non-marital relationship, right? It always uses the lashon shchiva because the marriage is not an option. It's an erva. Kedushin is not typhus. But when it comes to 1 second, yes, b'kulam nemar shchiva, b'kan nemar kicha. By all of it says shchiva. Here it says kicha. To tell me that the Torah is telling me, this is written by a mother and her, a woman and her mother, or a woman and her sister. It says, what's yikach? Why does it say, the answer is, there has to be a marriage first for these arayas to kick in. Daidaza, your aunt, is usher without any marriage of yours taking place. It's your father's sister. It's your mother's sister. That's usher, regardless if you married anybody or not. There's no marriage necessary. It's living with the woman. Here it says, yikach es isha vesima. What does it say, yikach? Why does it say, v'shashi yishkav es isha vesima? He lives with a woman and her mother. The answer is, there's nothing wrong in living with a woman and her mother biblically. Living with a woman does not ban her mother. It's only when you marry the woman that there's a ban on the mother. Therefore, the Torah expressed of the word kicha, which indicates a marriage. There was a marriage here that took place. Therefore, those relatives became banned. That's why the Torah changed from the word shiva to the word kicha. Right? The namakan kicha loymalok derech lekuchan asr Torah. Rashi, bekulo namer shiva, bekol harayis beparshas kedoshim tiyum. Bekalasai, bedeidasai, daughter-in-law, and zachor behema. Bekam beisha beimo, bekrevis on the seres lemachmas isha. Lachmas ishtai. Namre kicha. Now ishki yikach at isha besima, isha lachaisu lisikach. Right? So there's a word kicha. To tell me, derech likuchen. Shahaisa vishayna likichasai. That the first one was a marriage. Chayav alashniyak shabalea. The Mishnah elected the Mamer Likuchen. You can't marry the second one. But we're talking about Kedushin. Once you marry the first one, it's your wife's sister. It's Karas. The Kedushin is not Typhus. But there has to have been a marriage. See, Rashi's trying to answer a question here. It says, Yikach et Isha Vesima. You have to marry both? You can't marry both. You can only marry one of the two. So the Torah uses the word Yikach to tell me that there has to have been a marriage here. Right, but not that the Torah wants you to marry both, but you can't marry both. The punishment is not when you marry the woman's mother. Once you marry this woman, you can't marry her mother. It's an invalid marriage. So obviously the second one is a relationship. But one has to be a marriage, the first one, because that's why the Torah wrote the word yikach, to tell me there had to have been a valid marriage for these arayas to kick in.
A regular einus
and
the father,
he
has to marry that
einus. An einus, a person who's ma'anus, a lady, is obligated to marry her if she wants to marry him.
She wants.
And nobody can force her to marry him.
You can't divorce her.
No. Le'yuka l'shalcha kol yamav.
So that's called first argument.
By the way, I think it's only with a 12-year-old. I don't know if it's with an older girl. Number one, I'm not sure.
Let's call it a Zika, so to speak.
Not a Zika at all. Not a Zika at all. It's an obligation. It's different. There's no bond. There's no marital relationship of any kind at all.
Until they actually marry.
Yeah, he has to make kedusha.
Once he marries her, then the umbrella.
And the fata is given a choice. He can either marry her, if she wants, or he can pay a knas. By einus, he has to pay the knas. And he has to marry her if she wants.
And she doesn't want to marry him, she still has to pay the knas.
Yeah, the knas is by mefata, he pays the knas if there's no marriage. By einus, he pays the knas, period, with or without a marriage. Frank the Gemara. Ela miyata gabi achoisoi, by a person's own sister. It says yikach by a person's own sister. And there's no marriage necessary there. Yikach hasachaisai. He can't marry his sister. Obviously, it can't be marriage. You brought a source that there has to be a marriage from the fact that the Torah used the word yikach. Well, the Torah used the word yikach by a person's own sister, and their marriage is not an option. It's a chorus. And for the Gemara, Amar le'lekuchen ksivi b'tayres tam. The Torah writes lekuchen, haroi lekicha kicha, haroi l'shchiva shchiva. The Torah writes it, for those whom marriage is a possibility, the Torah is insisting on a marriage. For those the marriage is an impossibility, you're right, the Torah meant live. Again, I have trouble with this answer because once you've proven to me that the Torah will use that word when it doesn't mean marriage, so how do you know that where it means that other places it does mean marriage? Not sure exactly, shot in this Gemara, but the Gemara doesn't seem to be too troubled by it. The Gemara says, you're right, there is no answer to that question. Yikach hasachaisai can't mean marriage. It has to be relationship. But whenever it can mean marriage, the fact that the Torah chose the word, it meant marriage. Wherever it can't mean marriage, we don't know why the Torah chose that word. But the Torah chose that word, but it can't mean marriage. But that doesn't mean that where it could mean marriage, it doesn't mean marriage.
So kicha by sister, even though it's not fit, not roi lo kicha, right?
Right.
It means shiva.
Correct. So, you see, to me, this is a very, I'm not sure exactly what the Gemara, doesn't this disprove kicha? The Gemara doesn't seem to be troubled by it. The Gemara seems to be very happy to say, whatever can mean kicha means kicha. Whatever doesn't mean kicha doesn't mean kicha.
Schottenstein says, in each instance, the meaning has to be derived from context.
Okay, which is what I said, but it, again, Rashi, Haroi l'shiva hechad l'lekel l'meimer l'kukha mamish. When it's not possible, it's not possible. Fine. Fine. Can I trouble you for a cup of water? Cold water. Thank you. My regulars must have thought the share starts next week sometime.
I asked Moshe. He said this morning, so I can't.
That's when it starts. And I drove up at 5:39 and the lights were dark. I knew that, What?
I texted both of them, no response yet.
That's a good idea. Right. Rabbi Amar, honest isha mutil lisibito. Rabbi says, when a person's man is a lady, you're allowed to marry his daughter Mahacha. He learns it from a different source. The Torah says, do not have a relationship with your granddaughter, either your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter. The inference is your daughter, granddaughter, but the woman's granddaughter would be no problem. Only your granddaughter. Now, if it's right, but if it would be the woman who fathered your son or daughter, her that granddaughter would not be usher. Because the Torah doesn't say the erva of the woman's daughter, the Torah says the erva of your daughter. Let me try to explain this. We have a contradiction in Sukkim. One pasuk says you cannot marry your wife's granddaughter. And one pasuk says you can't marry your granddaughter. Well, isn't every granddaughter of yours your wife's granddaughter? Why not? But your granddaughter...
Previous marriage.
What?
Previous marriage.
So then she was a wife. So it's a wife's granddaughter. Doesn't have to be your current wife's daughter. A wife's daughter. The answer is, there can be a granddaughter born without a wife.
Out of wedlock?
Out of wedlock. With a woman, but not a wife. And that's what the pasuk is trying to say. If the woman wasn't your wife, her daughter's daughter is not prohibited to you. Because it's not your child, and it's not your wife's child. If it's, then it's only your granddaughter, because it's your blood relative. If it's your wife, then it's her daughter, whether it's your daughter or not. It's prohibited. So there's a difference between Isha and a non-wife. By the Torah stressing in one pasuk, you cannot marry your wife's offspring, even if it's not your own. Right? And if it's your own, for sure you can't marry him. It's your wife's offspring. And at the same time, the Torah says you can't marry your offspring. Isn't your offspring your wife's offspring? The answer is no. You can have offspring without a wife.
Even if you were the one.
That's what the Torah is trying to tell me. If it's your wife, her offspring becomes usher. If it's your lady out of wedlock, her offspring is not usher. If she had children from a different man, they're not usher to you, because it's not your wife. But your own granddaughter is your blood relative.
Two
love in there? Two asurim. One is marrying your wife's granddaughter, even if it was nothing to do with you, because it's your wife's granddaughter. And one is marrying your own granddaughter, which is a blood relative. Two curses, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why the pasuk stresses his. Because if it's even without, if his wife's granddaughter would be us, even if it's not a wife, that every granddaughter of his would automatically be a woman's granddaughter as well. There would be no need for that. Teretz says, there's an answer of a wife's granddaughter. That's one answer. And then there's another answer of a person's own granddaughter, when it's not his wife's granddaughter, which means it's out of wedlock. That's what Rav is saying. Rav Amar Erbes Bincha Ksim Hacha. Her daughter's, her offspring is okay. Other Basik says you can't marry your wife's offspring. Okay, Tab? Frank the Gemara, maybe it's the opposite way. Let me just finish the next line. Frank the Gemara, maybe it's the opposite way. Maybe if it's out of wedlock, you can't marry her offspring. And if it's during with marriage, it's only if it's your offspring as well. Meaning maybe if you were an honest woman and she has children from another marriage, they're banned to you. But if you marry a woman, her children from another marriage are not banned to you. So the Gemara, Raya Sheer, it always stresses relationship. It's difficult to say that an out-of-wedlock woman's other children are forbidden to you, but your wife's children are not. That it doesn't make sense. You're more related to a share, your wife, than you are to a non-share. And therefore, logic is, if one is mutter, one is usher. If it's your wife, her relatives are usher. If it's your out-of-wedlock relationship, her relatives that are not your children are mutter. Yes?
This is all there's a kusuf, I assume. In other words, you use the word blood relatives. In other words, he can marry his own grandmother, of course.
No, he cannot. Oh, meaning, can a person marry his own grandmother? It's a shnia. It's a shnia. It's biblically, he can.
So it has nothing to do with being a blood relative.
See, I'll take that back. I won't. What I meant to say is, there are relatives that don't depend on marriage, that the Torah answered. Then there are relatives that depend on marriage. When I used the word blood relative, I didn't mean to say all blood relatives.
Right.
I meant to say there are relatives that have nothing to do with a marriage. They are usher because they're related to you with blood. Your daughter is usher because it's your daughter, not because she's your wife's daughter, and not because she's a marriage's daughter. Usher because she's your blood daughter. Now, that doesn't mean all blood relatives are usher. Your first cousin is a blood relative.
Should we not use a blood relative
I was using it as this. No, wait a second. Again. I don't have any regrets for using that. I didn't mean to say all blood relatives.
No, I understand that part, but...
How am I supposed to define the difference between a person's sister and his wife's sister? Both are Ervis.
Right.
How do you define the difference? One is your blood relative, and one is your marriage's relative.
That's why I started saying there's a cluster for us.
Of certain blood relatives.
Okay,
I have to show a difference.
It's not the blood relationship that causes any difference.
No, nothing is caused by that.
Legal marriage creates a
erva. There is marriage that creates ervas, and there's the fact that they're related to you biologically that causes ervas. Not that that's automatically a cause. But those are the ones the Torah answered. The Torah did not answer your own grandmother. The Torah did answer your own granddaughter.
But non-marriages don't create the sister of that.
Exactly. But if it's not a marriage, the ones that come because of marriage are not created. That's all I'm trying to... I wasn't defining the reason. I was defining the fact to show the distinction.
Maybe her granddaughter is permitted if it's your wife.
The one that's prohibited is banusa mekmina loy. And the answer is it doesn't make sense. It makes more sense to say that a wife's relatives are usher than a woman out of wedlock's relatives are usher. Just logical that way. More than logic. The Torah refers to Arias as she'er.
Kinship,
right. And that's more by the Suwan than by Eris.
You said two sentences ago, you said about more logical for...
That the Torah would answer a person's wife's relatives than his relationships, relatives, that's not a wife.
See,
and again, the Torah told me one is permitted and one is banned.
Right.
It's either your wife's relatives are prohibited and the woman you had a relationship's relatives are permitted, or vice versa. So the Torah refers to Arias as She'er. She'er means a stronger relationship, which would indicate that the issue is when there's a stronger relationship, not a weaker relationship.
The reason I stopped is because I didn't understand. Because earlier we said that when the problem is when I think was it your wife's sister might be too close to you.
That's rabbinic. That was a rabbinic issue because she'll hang around the house. Nothing to do with the title.
Requires some explanation. Why would I think? I mean, why would
what
I
was the
Havamina? To reconcile the Psukim, I'm going to do it the other way.
I can make a logical argument for it that we want to punish you for not having an out of wedlock relationship, so we ban you and her. Again, it's a Havamina, right? The Gemara comes back that it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda Eiser Banusas Oven. Rabbi Yehuda says a person's not allowed to marry the woman that his father had an out-of-wedlock relationship with. Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? The Siv? Layikach Ish Es Eishes Aviv. Layigale Knaf Aviv. Don't marry your wife's father's wife. Now again, here, Yikach cannot mean marriage because marriage wouldn't work. And don't uncover the cloth, I don't know, knaf, what is he called?
Robe.
What? The robe of your father. Knaf, shirah, aviv, v'yigale. It's a nice way of referring to an erva. A woman that your father saw, supposed to mean lived with, you shouldn't live with. Now, the Torah is saying two things here. Your father's wife, and then knaf, aviv. Who is this knaf, aviv? It's not your father's wife. Who is this knaf? What is the Torah including? Very vague. Doesn't explain it. Dr. Yehuda means the woman your father had an extramarital affair with. An out-of-wedlock relationship. In fact, the Gemara reminds about Nusik Siv. How do you know that that's what it's referring to? Where's your source to say that Knaf Aviv means the woman that your father had a relationship with, not marriage? Because Dr. Gemara, Siv Mi'eluya Dekra. Because so the psukim written before that, right before that parsha, is the parsha of a person who's ma'anas a girl. Is the parsha of a person who's ma'anas a girl. Nothing to do with father. It's talking about an anusa. Right afterwards, the Torah writes a word that's not clear. So the smuchin, the fact that it's written next to arusa, tells us that that's what the pasuk means. So this is Daishining Smuchim. This is saying, learn out pshat in one pasuk based on something written in a different pasuk. And the pasuk beforehand that talks about Anusa, you don't know what this means. Use the fact that right before that we were talking about Anusa to say that that's what it means. Did they respond to you?
Yeah, he thought we started Monday Harrison.
And Cohn?
I don't know about Cohn. He didn't reply.
Rashi. Zuck to Rashi. Is there Rashi? No, there's no Rashi.
Does that mean Mashmah
that Mfut is different? No, I mean, Anusim Mfut is the same. It just means to say that's what. We don't know what the word Knaf Aviv means. So the Pasuk before it talks about an out of wedding relationship. So Smuchim teaches me, based the Pshat in this Pasuk, after the subject matter that was discussed in the Pasuk before.
That would also include
Mufut. Correct.
Why?
Because out of wedlock is out of wedlock. It makes no difference if your father forced himself on her or persuaded her.
So if we said Mufuta instead of Anusa.
Same thing. Okay. Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan learn with this pasuk? They don't agree to this issur. They say, you have a stomach lick in the comments. If it were written right next to Anusa, you would have been right. But there is a break. It says, well, Yikach Hishishesh is of it. In between Anusa and Lo Yigala, it writes a different pasuk. So it's not next to it. There's a break. Smuchim is if it's right next to it. It's not right next to it. Hashtag Lo Yisamichle, now that it's not next to it, so we have to look for a different shot. The boy lay the Rav Anan. We use it for what Rav Anan said. The honor of Anan Amr Shmuel, the Shemeres Yabim Hakasim Medaber. The father's robe means the woman who is waiting for Yibum for her father, meaning your father's brother's wife. That's Knaf Aviv. My Knaf Aviv. Your father had no relationship with her. Knaf Haroyla Aviv Layigala. That woman who is fit for your father if his brother dies without children, you can't marry her. You can't have a relationship with her. So according to the Rabbanan, Knaf Aviv is not the woman your father had a relationship with. It's a woman that could be Roy for your father had your father's brother died without children.
Because it's not
Tzmicha
anymore?
The Rabbanan holds not Tzmicha. There's a break. In fact, the Gemara B'Tabi Le'Mishim that we know is already Aser. The Torah already said you can't marry your father's brother's wife. Why would the Torah have to repeat it? So the Gemara Lava Ol Mishnei Lava. You're right. It's to add a separate Iser, a new Iser for marrying your father's brother's wife. Frank the Gemara B'Tabi Le'Mishim Yavama L'Shuk. She has a second Lava anyway. She would be a Yavama L'Shuk. Your father's brother died. Right. And now it's Yavama L'Shuk. Zuck the Gemara. You're right. Your father's brothers died. Marrying that woman would be three lavim. She's your shemer. She is a shemeris yabam. Period. She is your father's brother's wife, even though he died, right? And she's your father's shemeris yabam. So she's knaf shiroi lavim. So there's three separate lavim for this woman. Your father died, so yavam l'shuk is not a problem anymore. There is no yabam. So therefore, the Torah is telling me two Asurim, the Dasai, and the fact that she could have been your father's Shemeres Shavim. Therefore, she is Asur.
Dasai is La'ila?
Yeah. Rashi, La'chamisa, Shemeis Aviv, the Lekka Lav, the Yavama, L'shuk, the Ukma Kala, Belav, the Kana Veroi, Laviv, and Belav, the Dasai. There's no more Yavama, L'shuk, but she's your father's Shemeres Shavim. She was your father's Shemeres Shavim, and she's the Dasai. No, you're not no such thing. Correct.
If his father died before his uncle died,
then I don't even know if it would be Knaf Shiroi Aviv. It might just be one. It might just be their dad's side.
Uncle's wife.
Right, exactly.
What about Chalutza? For sure, then you don't have to have a woman of Shuk. If she's the father doesn't believe on her,
would she still be Shemeres Yavim Shalaviv?
Well, she is. She
was.
She's not
a nuisance of him. She is the Dasai, and she was Shemeres Yavim Shalaviv. Does that remain, or does that go off when she's no longer Shemeres Yavim Shalaviv? I don't know. The next Gemara here, to the Mishnah, is riddles. Riddles. The Gemara gives you a bunch of riddles. Why exactly the Gemara gives you these riddles? Rav Taisa says, is because the Tzukim used to make fun of the Chachamim that they can't deal with riddles. Don't ask me to explain this. Tactisus says, "Kalu amaisim l'shneich l'chamid." You don't learn anything of these stories. El l'tshuvas haTzukim. It answers the Tzukim. I don't know if Archko explains it any better than that, but that's what Taisus says. That's what, meaning the Gemara gives riddles. All the riddles are complicated cases, but there's no new halachas you derive from them. You knew every halacha that we're going to bring in these riddles. They're really riddles. That's all it is.
The intro, this is like, how do you find such a case where a woman is like, this could have been a riddle. I was thinking when we did it, how could you make this into a riddle?
Well, we're going to make a whole bunch of riddles. Achu, ach ma'em, ma'av, v'loy ma'em. He's my paternal brother. This is a woman talking. She's saying the following statement. This is her riddle. He's my paternal brother, but not my maternal brother. Bubai the dame, and he's my mother's husband. Vano brother the intese, and I am the daughter of his wife. He's my paternal brother, not my maternal brother, but he's my wife, my mother's husband, and I am the daughter of his wife. Now, the last two things are repetition. If he's my mother's husband, I am the daughter of his wife. That's fact.
So what happened over here is, it's not a hard riddle. This is an easy riddle. What happened was, somebody married Anusas Aviv. Somebody married Anusas Aviv. Had a daughter. What?
According to
the Rabbanon's statement, Kedushin. Yeah, according to Rabbanon, there's no Isser. Yes, the Rabbanon say there's no Isser. Somebody married Anusas Aviv. The father had had a daughter from the Anusa, out of wedlock. Right? Somebody was Manas, a girl, a woman, had a daughter. Then, a son of that man, from a different relationship marriage, married the woman that his father was Manas. This daughter says, this is my brother. We share the same father. He married my mother. And I'm the daughter of his wife. It's, he said, he's my paternal brother, not my maternal brother. He married my mother, and I'm the daughter of his wife. But that's an automatic. If he married my mother, I'm the daughter of his wife. I'm a Rabbi Bachama, the loiker of Yehuda. This is not like Yehuda, the Masnisa. Rashi. Achmiav, Misholotain, Uregilim Bnei Adam, L'Amram. People used to say these riddles. I don't know why. But these were riddles. Who by the name? Achim Mayavi, my paternal brother, Nasa Asimi married my mother. Hainu. The Yaakov Onas Asisha. See, that Mr. Goldstein? Rashi doesn't use Ruvain, he uses Yaakov. Yaakov was Manas, a woman. Behoilid Bas and had a daughter. Vanasa Ruvain, here comes Ruvain. And Ruvain married, who's Yaakov's son, married Anusas Aviv. Mr. Goldstein requested that I not use Ruvain in every case that he does something wrong.
It was Roger that didn't want it either.
It was Roger or was it you?
Roger.
Roger, it was Roger. That's right. Roger said I shouldn't use Ruvain. He said, can I please stop using Ruvain? That's right. Vanessa Ruvain as Anusas Aviv. Who bat Yaakov and Mariskei. And the daughter of Yaakov is saying this. My brother married my mother. My paternal brother married my mother, right? So he is the husband of husband of my mother, and I'm the daughter of his wife. But that's an automatic. That's just to make it more complicated. There's no additional information in that.
That's what uses conundrum, puzzle, and riddle.
Okay, that's because he has to use different words. I don't have to. The next riddle. Now, the next riddle is doing Arias. So therefore, of course, we're going to say Goyim are doing this, not Jews. So therefore, the story is going to involve Goyim, who do such things. No from yet would ever do a thing like that. Achu is my brother, Ubrihu, and he's my son. Achse Anon, I'm his sister. Again, the Haide Derina Kasoy is my brother, he's my son, and I'm the sister of the one that I'm carrying on my shoulder, meaning my baby is my brother and my son. Once you say he's my brother, that means I'm his sister. So again, that's just there to make it more confusing. But that's just no, that's not any extra information. A girl is carrying a baby on her shoulder, and she says, this baby is my brother and my son, and I'm this baby's sister. Well, by saying he's my brother, she's saying he's his sister. So that's just repeating it to make it sound more confusing than it really is. It can talk about a guy who lived with his daughter. So, and they had a son. That son is the mother's brother. They share the same father. Also her son. She is his sister. Well, he's her brother, she's his sister. Again, that's just there to make it more complicated, but it's the same story. Rashi, Briu Beniu, my son. Okay, we go next to the next. Shlomelach, peace to you, Bri. Hello, my son. Peace to you, my son. Again, just to make a riddle more complicated, the peace to you is not necessary. Bas Achasachana, I am your sister's daughter. Okay, you're my son, and I'm your sister's daughter. Mishkakasla, Ba'evikachav Maba, Bas Bitai. A guy is Mizana with his granddaughter and has a son. Right? So this woman, right, and now again, Gleismith, Dinah was her granddaughter and had a son. So,
daughter's daughter.
He was Mizana with his, right, meaning Reuven, not Reuven, Guy. A guy was Mizana with his granddaughter and had a son. So this granddaughter is the mother of that son and is the sister's daughter of that son. Because the great-grandson shares a father with
John, his mother, and Sue, with his mother.
No, he doesn't share a father with his mother. He shares a father, right, okay, with his aunt. Guy had two daughters. Guy had two daughters. Right? He lived with one granddaughter and had a son. That mother says, you have a sister. My sister is your sister.
The father.
The
father.
I'm, so you are the daughter of my sister. I'm the daughter of your sister.
I'm your mother.
I'm your mother, and I'm also the daughter of your sister. Because you share a father with my sister. I'm your mother, but you share a father with my sister.
But I had a different father. She had a different father, obviously, right?
Well, she's a granddaughter.
Right, there was a different father that fathered her.
Right.
Okay. Grandfather fathered
her. How's her she son. A granddaughter? How's she a granddaughter?
His daughter, this man's daughter's daughter. But there was a different father in the in between.
And the volume have these arroyos?
We're not interested in their ancient. We're talking about stories.
No, I understand about
some they do, some they don't. It's not our sugya. All we're trying to do is to answer riddles. Rashi, bata chayzachana. Vayavikachal ma'abah bas bitay. V'haylet ben. V'nimtza zu imay. She is the mother of that
boy.
Ubat achaisai. She's also the daughter of this boy's sister. She'ima shozu achaisai mena. Right, very simple. Forget it, very simple. The guy is mazana with his granddaughter. He had a daughter. And he was mazana with his daughter's daughter. Has a son from her. That son's father is the same father as the boy's grandmother, meaning John's daughter is a brother and sister. They share the same father. So this lady says, you're my son, but I'm the daughter of your sister.
Your grandmother and your grandmother.
You and your grandmother are brother and sister. You and your grandmother are brother and sister. I'm the daughter of your grandmother, who's your sister. Who's your sister? You're my son. You're my mother's sister.
We have to make by Shnias, no?
You're my mother's brother, what?
By Shnias.
Again, I'm not getting, no Jews do these things. This is only guys.
Messed up family. Hillbilly.
Hillbilly. Jed. My turn. Glory. The Dalu B'davla. Now, this day the Gemara says, to the people, to the children of the workers who water fields, Libu B'chu Seser Pasar. I am going to give you a hard riddle.
What are the first three words?
The Dalu B'davla. Rashi says, to the children of the workers who draw water with a pail. It's just like, instead of asking the riddle to everybody, he sends the riddle to those people. Don't ask me why. Libu b'chu seitzer pasar. I'm going to throw at you a very closed, difficult riddle. Okay? And this is the riddle. The dahai the darina hubar. The one I'm carrying is my son. The baby I'm carrying is my son. Vanoa Baras Achva, and I am the daughter of his sis, of his brother. So my baby has a brother who happens to be, my baby has a brother, right, who's my father. My father is my baby's brother. That's what she's saying. Right. Before we had my mother is the baby's sister. Now we have my father is the baby's brother. John had a son who had a daughter. He was Mizana with his granddaughter, had a son, whose brothers were this mother's, I don't want to give them all names. John's granddaughter has a son who's fathered by the same father as this woman's father. Therefore, they're brothers, and she's the son of her son's brother.
John, Kevin.
When I taught these Gemaras in school, riddles, I used to use sports players' names on the board all the time. I wanted to show the kids that these are who these people are. I used to use LeBron. In the olden days, I used to use Bernie Kosar. I always used to have sports names. They should know. They don't think that these are chashuvim. They're the same low-class guy. They just know how to put a basketball in the hoop. They're not a different guy. The guy is a guy. My son was trying to teach his 8-year-old that when Mashiach comes, the chashuva goyim will be your servants. He said, Joe Biden might become your servant. And the 8-year-old said, I said, I hope he gets smarter than he is. The 8-year-old. What?
He's already servant to others.
I don't know, but I hope he gets smarter than he is. That was his reaction. right. Rashi. The glory, the glory, the davel. The bnei pilem, hamashkin es hasadus hanishalos chidesu. I'm asking this puzzle. Lebu luchus sasser pasar. Nafluchem chides numo musteris li pasar. Bar ana, ana bas aklam. Shkaksla ba'ayv v'chom ha'ba bas b'nai. Okay. We will stop here. I don't know what to do on Sunday. I really don't know. Should we chazer? I can't go by turn on Sunday. What? Yes, we can chazer. We'll chazer Sunday. You know, I don't want to take a day off.
Rabbi Sekhway, what can't we go?